Hello.
Hey, Brian. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Good to hear, brother. I know it's been a long time since we talked. How's business been going?
It's going pretty good.
Good.
I was talking to the lady because I was trying to find a number, but I couldn't remember my username and password.
Right.
And then,
notes.
So I was telling her, I was asking her, she was telling me, hey, we're not really doing anything with your campaign or whatever. I said, yeah, I know, you guys explained it to me. And then she was talking about the options again or however.
Right.
And I told her, when am I supposed to go? I told her, yeah, I asked her about the prices again because I couldn't remember. And she said the ads was $400 to get that started. And then the Google Guarantee, she couldn't remember that. And I was like, well, she said it's $250 for the application. I thought it was $300. And I said, well, the only issue with that is I could have sworn you guys told me, yeah, there's no guarantee that that application is going to go through. And, I don't want to spend that money. And then it's like, well, we're sorry. Because, you know, and then she was like, well, there's a few things you need to have. She was like, I know one of them is insurance, which fine, I got that. She was talking about, she said insurance. And other than that, I don't know what else you got to have. So I was like, okay, have them call me and tell me exactly what I need. To get the application in, or just think about it at least. But
yeah.
the only thing I didn't like was, hey, this might not work. He's like, dude, that's $250. Who has $250 to throw away right now? I don't. I'm sure there's people that do, but I don't. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, let me at least get the information as far as what I need.
Yeah, so just so you know, it's my job to make sure, like, you qualify. So if you don't have all the qualifications to get approved, we don't upgrade you to this. You know what I'm saying? So, insurance is one, so you'll need an accord document from your insurance provider. They don't care about, like, workman's comp or anything like that. You need liability insurance on the company. Okay?
Okay.
The other requirement is you're going to need a background check on any face-to-face employees. If you have a big crew of guys, but you're the main person talking to the client, I'll show you a workaround where the background check is just done on you. Okay? On the background, they go off the past 7 years, and they're looking for felonies. If you have any felonies, it would disqualify you from the program, unfortunately. Okay? So would the background check be fine?
Yeah, I don't have any felonies. I have misdemeanors because of itching.
Okay.
I've got that. You know, after some of the tickets, yeah, it moves up to a misdemeanor. But that's all I've got.
I got a bunch of clients on this that have DUI misdemeanors, and they always get approved. So misdemeanors are fine. Felonies, though, unfortunately, would disqualify you. So you're golden, you know. The other requirement is you need 5 reviews to activate your Google Guarantee page. Right now, it looks like you're sitting at 4. So all you got to do is get 1 more review on there, essentially, to get approved.
I'm guessing it's $250 a month, or
No, so the application fee, it's a one-time application/management fee. So you pay it one time, you never have to pay it again. Okay? Now, once you're approved, okay, you're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. Okay? Once you give us a thumbs up on that, that's when the lead budget would be charged. Now, when I initially talked to you, we were talking about 3 different categories for you. So I wanted to make sure that would still be the case. I have you under the lawn care vertical, which is like landscape maintenance, basically. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have you under the landscape vertical, which is going to be more like landscape construction. Like, it has stone masonry on there, retaining walls, driveway, walkway paving, landscape installation, landscape design. I mean, there's a whole list of subcategories. So is that still correct? Are you doing that as well? Okay.
Yeah.
And then I have you under the tree service vertical too, which is like tree removal, tree trimming, tree transplanting, tree cabling and bracing, et cetera. So are you still doing tree jobs too?
Yeah, I don't do transplanting.
Okay.
Yeah, that's beyond me.
You don't have to turn all the subcategories on. You're just going to want to turn the type of job that you want.
Okay.
So each category has a different cost per lead. Give me 1 second. I have it pulled up. Okay. So the lawn care vertical, the cost per qualified lead. And for it to be a qualified lead, you have to either schedule an appointment with the lead or if you quote them over the phone. If it's anything other than that, you're automatically not charged for the lead. Okay? So the lawn care vertical is at $25.33 per lead. The landscaper vertical is at $26.67 per lead. Okay? And then the tree service vertical, that's the highest one in your case. That one's at $37.33 per qualified lead. You still with me?
Here's the issue I kind of have with that.
Okay.
Okay, now you want $25 for the lawn care lead. Well, that's fine. It's just, I would have to cut lawn mowing off of there. Or if there's somewhere we can put, like, how much property it is before they call or something. Because if you're charging $25 per lead and somebody has, you know, just a basic size lawn.
Right.
And they call me, like, half of that money is already gone. And so what has to happen is I would have to try to convert them to a weekly or biweekly service, which, you know, in the middle of the season or at the beginning of the season, that might not be hard at all. But there are those people that are like, yeah, I need an emergency cut and that's it.
Right.
And it's like, oh, you know. So there's pros and cons to it. So I'd have to move some things around most definitely. Oh. What about junk hauling?
Guys,
do that?
Yeah, we do. Let me check the, give me 1 second. Let me check the requirements for that one. One quick sec here. Da-da-da-da-da. Same requirements. It's going to be insurance, background check, 5 reviews. Let me pull up the cost per lead on that vertical. 1 second here.
Betting it's going to be around like the street.
All right, cost per lead on that one is $28 per qualified lead.
Okay.
Vertical. Let me get that in here. With the lawn care stuff that you were saying too, what I'd recommend, right, there's one of two things. So there's multiple subcategories. So on the lawn care, there's lawn mowing, there's irrigation, system repair, lawn pest control, mulching, seeding, sod installation, weed control, yard cleanup, and then other. Other is just a subcategory on every vertical. So what you could do is just turn the lawn mowing off, essentially. Or, you know, you could just scrap that vertical altogether and just target the landscaper, the tree, and the junk removal. But I think it would be beneficial for you to have lawn on there too, and just turn off the lawn mowing essentially. And then after you bank on some leads and you're doing really good with this, right? Then if you want to start turning lawn mowing on, you could, type of thing, you know? Let me pull these subcategories up on junk removal too. Okay, now I need to tell you how the budget works too. So I'll send all this to you in writing again too, Brian, so you have it. Google requires a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. Each vertical has its own minimum budget essentially, okay? But when you do multiple verticals, in your case it would be four, right? Tree service, landscaper, lawn care, and junk removal. We don't add the minimum budget together. We have to go off of the highest minimum budget requirement. So in this case, it would be the tree service vertical. So the minimum budget on that is 487. That's for 13 leads. Okay? Now, let me explain how that works. So let's just say you only had tree service on, right? And you took on 13 qualified leads. Like you scheduled an appointment or quoted each lead that came through under the tree service vertical. The next month, you'll be charged $487 to replenish your lead budget. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to use one lead as an example just to make the math easier on me. Let's say you take on one qualified lead and you decide to pause your lead for whatever reason. Okay? Or let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $487. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $37.33 for that tree service vertical. Okay?
Right.
But that's how it works under one vertical. Now, I'm going to tell you, when you have four verticals, right, on there, which I have plenty of clients that do that, 10 times out of 10, you're going to have a rollover because it's not going to add up to your budget. So each tree service vertical is $37.33, each landscaper is $26.67, lawn care $25.33, and then junk removal is $28, right? So whatever of your budget you didn't utilize, that rolls over to the next month. Does that make sense of how that works?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. So what I'm going to do, because I know it's been a while since I sent you the email, I'm going to shoot you an email titled Google Guaranteed, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to reply to the email, okay, with each vertical. I'm going to put the cost per lead for each vertical, the minimum budget requirement, and I'm going to copy and paste all your subcategories too. That way you're able to see them in writing, okay?
Okay, okay.
All right. Give me 1 second while I just get this together.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Have you used the lead program before?
I'm using Google Ads right now.
Okay. So Google Ads is great. We offer that here as well. That's going to be pay-per-click. So every time you're clicked on, it takes from your budget. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the major difference with this is you're actually speaking to a person.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see. Did it 2667.
Oh. It,
again, too, you're going to see multiple minimum budgets on here. You don't add them together. We just got to go off the highest minimum budget, okay, of the verticals you're turning on. Alright, I got lawn care and landscaping on there. Let me go to junk removal. One more, brother. I just got to get the tree service one to you. Let's see. 3733. Okay. Heads up on these subcategories again, too. You do not have to turn them all on. For example, tree transplanting. You don't do that, so you would just leave that off, essentially. You're only going to want to turn on the type of subcategories that you want to keep working on. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, so here comes the spend on that. Okay. Okay. And the next step to this, what I would have to do, so I'm going to assign a lead technician to your company. This is the person actually managing your leads, right? So they just want to meet you. They'll go over, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start with that minimum budget, too, like I mentioned. And very, very important, they're going to be able to push your application through, which I'm going to have sent to you via email and via text message here shortly. Okay? Now, even though I'm not your actual lead technician, I'm really active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So I'm sending you a text message right now with my direct line and extension. So you have it. Okay? Alright. Okay. Before I schedule your onboarding appointment for Google Guaranteed and have the application sent to you via email and via text message, for the one-time application fee, are we going to use the same card that we have on file for you?
First, mm-hmm. I need to think about it. And then, it would not be the same card.
Okay.
I've gotten rid of so many doggone debit cards. It's ridiculous.
Gotcha.
But, I'm probably more than likely going to do it for the, okay, so, get the application in for $250. Boom. That, let's say that goes through, and I say, "Hey, I'm gonna do a junk call." Let's see something here. Okay, I do a roadside assistant, and I'm using Google Ads for that. And you said the difference between Google Ads and Google Guarantees, you're actually talking to somebody.
Correct. Yeah, so in order for it to be a qualified lead, you have to actually speak to somebody and either schedule an appointment or quote them over the phone. So if you speak to them, that doesn't mean it's a charged lead. Like if it's out of your radius, a service you don't provide, a solicitation call, right, you're automatically not charged for those leads. Roadside assistance, though, so I'm the main person that sets Google Guaranteed up here. Roadside assistance is currently not a Google Guaranteed category, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about the difference because... Okay. So what happened is they call, "Hey, I'm over here. Can you help me? What's your price?" And I give them the price. Sometimes they say no. Sometimes they say yes. But I still get charged.
Correct.
With, you know, the Google Guarantee. Is that just with your company that's not doing it with Roadside, or is it
Is that
That's Google period for Google guaranteed.
Oh, okay.
Like Google Ads, you could do roadside assistance, but Google guaranteed, it's not an available category yet.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Okay. Got it. Trying to think, is there anything else? I guess not. But anyway, so we're doing the junk hauling and the application goes through.
Mm-hmm.
What money do I owe after that?
Okay. So if you're doing just the junk removal vertical, right? The minimum budget on that one is $364. That's for 13 leads. So the $250 application fee, that's the setup Google Guarantee gets you approved for that Google Guaranteed section. Once it's approved, you're going to get a phone call, email, text verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. When you give us the okay on that, right, then your minimum budget or whatever budget you set for how many leads you want, right, that will be charged and your leads will be active right at that point. So for the junk removal vertical, the minimum budget requirement is $364.
Okay, so I would have to give them $364 up front, correct?
Yeah, yes, sir. So day one, just for the application process, it's $250 to get everything approved for that. And that's a one-time fee. You never have to pay it again, okay?
Okay.
Then once you're approved, right, then your lead budget will be charged. $364 is for 13 leads.
Okay. All right. And then after that, I can pretty much set how many I want to do.
Correct. Correct. So, like, to give you an example, right, let's say you wanted 40 leads that month, right? Like, let's say you set it for 10 a week. Well, 40 lead budget in the junk removal vertical, that would be $1,120 for that amount, you know? But I'll tell you what every one of my clients has done except for one. They start at the minimum budget. They get a feel for it, like how it works, and then they increase their budgets. Like, I got a guy in New York that sets a 200 lead budget a month, you know? So...
What?
Yeah.
I don't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
You're good? Yeah, I was done. Yeah, go ahead.
The problem I'm having is I live in a kind of a crappy city as far as business.
Mm-hmm.
You're not able to see how many people are calling for that in Killeen. Are you able to see that?
No, it's not going to show me that, but I would highly recommend don't just target Killeen. And I should have mentioned this earlier, Google Guarantee, one of the major benefits is it's not like a fast section where you're just targeting as you want as long as you're licensed and insured for those areas. Now in Texas, they're not requiring a specific license for these verticals, right? But if the reason I say licensed and insured, if you went to like another state, like Florida, for example, they may have different licenses required. You know what I'm saying? So basically all of Texas, anywhere you want to target, whatever cities, counties, even zip codes, right? You could target those in Google Guarantee. So it doesn't have to just be in Killeen.
Well, I pretty much, when it comes to roadside, I pretty much targeted everything that's within a reasonable radius.
Okay.
And it still sucks. It's like, you know, yeah, I do get calls and everything. Sometimes it's, you know, one. Sometimes it's five, and you know, sometimes it kind of gets out of control. But I talked to the guys who are running the account, and they were like, "Hey, man, I'm just gonna let you know, there's a guy in Houston, he's getting two times the amount of calls you're getting, and it's at half of your budget." So that's why I was asking, "Hey, you know, how many people, you know. So if I was to do it, I would start out with just doing three leads a month, just to see if I can even get any calls. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, then I find out, okay, I can't get the calls. Then I need to figure out how much people are charging. So I feel like if I just jump in there with that 380 or whatever you said,
yeah,
I feel like that
364. Yeah.
364. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I just jumped in there and I didn't put any kind of a limit on there, that 360 is going to be gone in a month or less than a month if I get the calls, and I won't be done. I wouldn't have made anything because I don't know the market, anything like that. So I would put a limit on there and just stick with that limit until I get a feel for what's going on. And then, you know, once I start closing on a few of them, then, like you said, I can start boosting in all that other stuff.
Yeah, so your lead technician will set the amount of leads that you want it preset to, like, weekly, and then they set the hours, too, and then also, like, the areas that you're targeting, you know. But remember, too, this isn't like Google Ads, so it's not going to be every time you're clicked on, it takes from your budget. You're paying per qualified lead, so you got to actually speak to somebody and then schedule an appointment or quote them in order to be charged.
Okay, now when I get the lead, is it sent in like an email or a text?
No, it comes through via phone call. So what's going to happen is every company that qualifies for Google Guaranteed, right, it's not their phone number showing in the Google Guaranteed section. It's going to be a rotating phone number, which will forward to your phone. So it's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead, which is just another term for Google Guaranteed, and it's recorded by Google Bot, so like an AI, which automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified. Now, to safeguard it, too, in your tracking system you have through us, which I know Shalette gave you the login for that earlier, you're going to be able to see under leads, it will say paid leads, right? And that shows you every Google Guaranteed lead that came through, and it will say paid or unpaid next to it, which essentially means qualified or unqualified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after that, it's just, hey, you got to make the sale. That's the only thing I don't like about it. If you don't make the sale, it's like, dude. Okay, let's say, matter of fact, I think that was in. I don't know who I was using. Again, I didn't know the market in the city, and I was doing janitorial. And I was getting leads, but I didn't understand how cheap they are in this city. And I was bombing on so many leads. And then, of course, I was going up there, measuring the place, trying to get an estimate together. That took time. And by the time it was over, I owed like over $200. I was like, turn this off. Turn it off. I'm done with it. And but that was before I knew, hey, this isn't a good city for this. So,
right. Well, Angie Leads, Thumbtack, and Networks, the major difference with those ones, they send you a lead for you to call, and they charge you regardless. Like, as soon as you accept the lead, you're charged for it. So the major difference with this one is you're actually going to speak to somebody, right, and then you have the automatic dispute system. So if it's not a qualified lead, you're not charged for it, essentially, you know?
Yep.
But that doesn't mean, you're absolutely right, doesn't mean you technically land the job, right? Like, it means you scheduled an appointment or quoted them. So from that point, it's kind of on you to land that job, so to speak, you know?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. It's a good thing, but man, if you don't know how to land that thing, you're going to rack up a hell of a bill.
Right.
So
it would be amazing if they had a system where when you got the job, right, like, you're charged for the lead, but there's just, I don't see how they would do it, at least with Google Guaranteed, because it's an AI listening to the call, so they have no idea if you got the job or not, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yep.
okay. I'm fixing to get to work here. Send me that information.
Already
if
sent.
You would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great, great.
It's BrianPolk97@gmail.com, right? Still?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so it'll be titled Google Guaranteed, and then you're going to want to look at the reply to the email, because that'll show you each vertical and all the subcategories, like all that good stuff, too.
Okay, okay. Okay, all right. Man, I know I have to do something. I have to do something. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do. There's something I have to do. Something's got to change. I can't keep just doing the same thing. So I'm doing a lot better than the last time you talked to me, but it's still not enough. So it's like, dude, you got to figure something out here.
Yeah, this program, I mean, obviously, like, man, I'm a firm believer in it, you know, but I highly recommend it. Like, since we started offering it, we have 100% retention rate on these Google Guaranteed accounts. So it really, really works. Like, I really feel like it's the best product Google has, and I know it's the best lead program on the market currently, you know?
Yeah.
Unless there's some special one I haven't heard about, you know, like if they can make it where you pay after you get the job, I mean, that would be amazing, but I haven't seen anything like that, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. All right, friend. Let me get some work done.
When do you want me to follow up, right?
What's today, Tuesday?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's see where I live. Wait, you guys are closed on the weekends.
Yeah, so we're Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central.
Okay, call me on Monday, and let's see where I've landed, because I got some jobs that I need to get done.
Okay.
And if the money's right, we can go ahead and see about that junk removal. I don't want to risk the rest of this stuff, because I'm operating alone. I don't feel like dealing with trees right now.
Right.
It's just a lot of that stuff. I don't like doing it, but I don't hate it. But it's like right now I'm by myself, and I don't feel like handling trees, pavers, that stuff. It's hard work, and nope.
You could always add it too. Like, let's say you grow and you get a crew, and you're like, all right,
yeah, that is deep.
Vertical on too. You can always add it, and you don't have to pay that $250 fee again. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, yeah. Right. That's the only way. Now, as far as that stuff, it would have to be like I ran into somebody or whatever, and they called me over there, and I looked at the tree. That's the only way I would deal with something like that. Paying for the lease, it's like, dude, don't even do it, man. So, yeah, right. I think the junk hauling is the way we're going to go. If that mowing wasn't so high like that, at 25, which I understand, you know, that's just the price of it, I would even try that out. But anyway, let me shut up. So, yeah, check on me Monday, and if everything is looking good, we'll move for the junk removal.
Perfect. And I put we'll you same time at 1 p.m.? Does that work for you? Okay. Awesome. So I got you 1 p.m. on Monday, okay?
Okay.
All right, Brian. You have a great rest of your week, okay? Good talking to you again.
You too.
All right,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
All right, Brian.
Bye-bye.